a lot more.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I'm the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance, such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. On this Good Friday, March the 29th, you're on point, everybody. It's 7:37 if you're just getting your morning started. And I just want to say, guess what? All the kids are out of school by now for Easter break. People are traveling in from all parts of the country to our great cities. And we want to remind you that if you're one of those people that has to work on this Good Friday morning, please be careful. And we want you to be careful not just today, but throughout the weekend, because you know there's so many out-of-town cars. Our Twin Cities are already getting jam-packed with people already, just with the people that live here. And then we're inviting others in for Resurrection Sunday and for the Easter holidays. And so if you're traveling in, please, please be mindful. Be mindful about those people that, when they have put the directions into their mobile device and they're trying to get there, and they call the South Traffic Circle the roundabout, and they just don't know what to do, if you'll just give them a break, be considerate, it's going to make for a great Easter holiday. You know, we tell you about accidents in the traffic circle we try to tell you about them every single day because they're happening so much. So we're asking that you'll be careful during the Easter break, that you'll have a good time, but a safe time. Now, switching gears, you know, today, not only is it Good Friday, but it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. Oh, yes. We are getting such fabulous feedback about Real Women, Real Talk that our list of women is growing and growing and growing. And you know what we love about Real Women, Real Talk? It's always real. So you want to stay on point. We're going to tell you who's up. We're going to tell you what we're talking about, plus so much more. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be back right after this. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just on your way this morning or underway, it's 7:43. Today is Good Friday, March the 29th, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent is serving Rapides Parish. That's Rosa Fields. And her team, you can phone them at 318-487-1881, 487-1881. Also, Hixson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Also, Amera Group. If you need a company that is going to support your child and support you in all of your medical needs, all of the specialties that you need, Amera Group is the group we want you to consider. The number for Amerigroup is 1-855-526-3346 or 1-855-229-6848. Amerigroup, remember, open enrollment starts April 1st, and we'll be telling you more about that. In the days and weeks to come, you want to make sure that you're on point with the right company. Now, you know already, today is Real Women, Real Talk, and I'm going to introduce you to our ladies this morning. We have a newbie in the house, not new to the OPT Network, but new to Real Women, Real Talk. Angie Baker is from the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with the heart. She's a family financial officer and a regular contributor to Real Women, Real Talk, Lisa Campo. She is her new business, an American National Insurance agent, and we welcome her back to the OPT Network. Ladies, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
And so we get the conversation kicked off, and this is what's been on my heart this week. And I think that every person within the sound of our voices can really relate to this. And I asked Lisa this morning, I said, why is it so easy for sister friends, for us, to believe in others and not be able to believe in ourselves? Why is it that when someone tells you that they're doing a thing, they're starting a business venture, they're wanting to birth a new idea, a new thought, a new book, whatever it is, they're wanting to go back to college, they're wanting to just whatever it could be. Lisa, why is it so easy for us to believe in others and so hard to believe in ourselves?
I think as individuals, we make it really hard on ourselves. And it kind of goes back to what we were talking about just a little while ago this morning when we were starting our chat. We see ourselves for who we really are. Everyone else looking in, mm-hmm. you get to see the book cover.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you find a real person who takes the time to flip open that cover and read through the pages, who maybe can have more compassion for what your real struggles are, But, you know, so many people that are close to me have laughed and heard me say, guys, this is just good hair and makeup.
Mm-hmm.
It's real. This is not really all. This is not me.
Mm-hmm.
This is just what allows me to escape from being, you know, in my home.
Mm-hmm.
It takes this. I have to be this to get out in the world. And every now and then I'll creep over to someone's back porch in my pajamas and my hair piled on top of my head. Those are where the real friends are found.
Mm-hmm.
But we are our own worst enemies. And we tell our babies, we tell our husbands, we tell our friends, good job, honey. I know you can do it. Mm-hmm. I know you could do it. I'm so proud of you. When was the last time you really looked yourself in the face, in the mirror, and sat there and said those kind of things to yourself? I know it sounds crazy, but yes, you should be saying these things to yourself, in my opinion. But no, we do stand there and say, oh, God, can you just do 10 more reps? Your butt cheeks could be a little higher.
Mm-hmm.
Can you not have that last brownie and mm-hmm. lose a few more pounds?
Mm-hmm.
Girl, do something with your hair. Look at yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We beat ourselves mm-hmm. up, but we never take time to give praise to ourselves. Even in our prayer, we thank God, oh, please, God, save my babies, give them help. We
uh-huh.
give all these prayers,
uh-huh.
but never do we stop and say, you know what, God, thank you for just making me me.
Mm.
I'm the first guilty one
uh-huh.
in the line.
Uh-huh. And so for you, Angie, do you think that it's easy for you to believe for others and hard for you to believe for yourself?
Absolutely. You know, at work, at home, at church, wherever we are,
mm-hmm.
we're looking at our coworkers, our loved ones, our friends, and we're seeing what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're congratulating them. We're saying, wow, that was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You look great today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you really helped that customer or whatever we're observing at the time. But after helping someone, talking to our kids, giving a friend a pat on the back and all of that, you know, we don't actually sit down and just say, you know, man, I just closed the deal and
mm-hmm.
that was awesome. And I really should be proud of myself. No, we sit back and I'm thinking, what's next?
Mm-hmm.
What's the next project? What
mm-hmm.
I didn't get to today?
Mm-hmm.
You know, by the time we get home to our families, we're like, okay, what's for dinner? What do you have on your homework plate?
Mm-hmm.
Honey, you know, how was your day today? A peck, and then we're off to the kitchen and we're somewhere else. And by the end of the day, we're so beat up for being great for everybody else. We didn't have one second to just be thankful for who we are,
mm-hmm.
you know, and what we've contributed today
mm-hmm.
to someone else.
Mm-hmm. And why are we so hard on ourselves that we allow that negative self-talk to come in that precludes us from believing in our own selves? Is it us really being self-righteous that I don't want to toot my own horn? Or is it that we just neglect ourselves in terms of belief? Because, Lisa, I know that you've got a new business that you're working on, a new venture. I know that there is a lot of stress involved in that. There's a lot of uncertainty involved in that. And last night as we were, we were on the fishing bank. We played hooky after work yesterday, and we fished all day. And that is really my time to really commune with God and nature. And I started thinking about all of the women that I have encountered. And I started thinking about you, Lisa, and the venture that you're doing and all of the ebbs and flows that life brings to all of us. And I said, you know, if it were anybody else, you'd be cheering them on. But with yourself, I see the strain, the uncertainty. Why?
I think we take ourselves for granted. I think that we don't take the time to nourish our minds and bodies because, you know, you used the word agenda earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And agenda is we have the most unrealistic expectations because I better be rolling the clients. I better have the most gourmet meal. I better have my children dressed and pressed. You know, all my husband's needs met. And God, don't forget, let the house be immaculate.
Mm-hmm.
Let the dog be groomed and perched on the back of his chair. You know, all of these, the groceries are in, the laundry is done. I mean, y'all, we are insanely obsessive on all of these things on our agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And so why don't we praise ourselves when we close the deal? Because we're too quickly ready to move on to, okay, I close that deal. What's next on my list? Mm-hmm. Okay, give it to me. Mm-hmm. I got to go do yoga. Mm-hmm. And in 20 minutes, mm-hmm. I've got to sign in for, you know, a telecast. And I've got, and again, it goes back to this darn little box mm-hmm. we carry around. These mm-hmm. phones keep us tuned in to our children's appointments and our own appointments and our husband's this, that, and our mm-hmm. emails. Mm-hmm. Y'all, this thing is beeping and bopping and spitting at me all day long. And it keeps anxiety levels high. Mm-hmm. And I would die without my phone. I'm the first person to say it. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's the devil. We went to a friend's house the other night, and it was so nice just to get away. We went and sat back porch. We lit the outside heaters. It was beautiful outside. And I literally put my phone on the counter and walked away. My kids were with me, and so was my husband. So we enable ourselves to be tied to all of these responsibilities.
But I think at some point, on some level, you have to stop. And everybody has to make a conscious decision.
Yes.
But I don't want to leave believing in yourself. God has really made an impartation into DC and I's spirit. And we are reading another book together, and we read all the time. And it's Norman Vincent Peale, and it's the Power of Positive Thinking. And one of the first things he talks about is believing in yourself. And this morning, I really hope that we can get to the root. And I hope that all of those people that are listening, that are traveling in this morning, or that have the luxury of being off this morning, will really ponder this thought, believing in self. Because you see, before you can really truly believe in anything, it has to be down here in your own belly. You got to be able to believe in yourself. Why is it that we are so insecure, so uncertain about self, but yet so certain about others?
Well, Carlette, I think, like Lisa said earlier, we're our own worst enemies. And we can just leave the beauty shop and have a perfect hairdo
mm-hmm.
and come across a friend and she say, "Your hair is gorgeous," and we would say something like, "Oh, it's okay. It's a little frizzy,"
uh-huh,
or
uh-huh.
something like that.
She curled it too tight.
Yes, uh-huh. it's just that not being perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And we, as human beings, really just don't know how not to be perfect. We're not going to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Only Jesus Christ was.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're believe, it's so much easier to believe in others. You can see
wow.
them doing
mm-hmm.
what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Just me looking at you, I'm thinking right now, I was thinking earlier when you were just coming on air, gosh, she's so awesome at that. That is, just, she's great at what she does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I'm not looking at myself at work
mm-hmm.
thinking I'm great at what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just beating the books and
mm-hmm.
doing my best and mm-hmm. then worrying about the next thing on my list.
Mm-hmm.
So when someone come and say to me, "You're doing an awesome job, you're doing a great job," I really have to stop and think about it. You know, is it true?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not looking outside. We're not digging inside, and that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying to us, our inner self, why aren't we
mm-hmm.
thinking about
mm-hmm.
ourselves?
And as you said that, you said you were looking at me doing my job. You know, as I sit here and talk to not just you guys, but talk to the masses, we all have those fears and those insecurities. And to this morning, ladies, feel me. I want to unearth, excavate this problem, because I sit here with many of the same insecurities about myself, about what I do. Is it perfect? Is it good enough? Was it good enough? Is it going to be good enough? And I would say to you this morning that we are going to have to start throwing our hearts over the bar and trusting that power that is much greater than ourselves. And God said to me, I've said it before, I'll say it again, when you do your best, when you bring your heart to whatever it is that you're doing, that's good enough. Y'all, it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. You're on point, and we got to take a time out. We're back right after this.
We'll be right back. pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed? The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you.
Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish McBites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. Smart talk for smart people.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT network. Remember, we've got a lot of people that are texting in that are going to our website. Let me just give it to you. It's really, really simple. It's www.onpointonpoint.com. And then what you do is just click the Listen Live button, and it brings us right up. It streams right on into wherever you are. But let me just remind you that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, caring for our community with state-of-the-art technology, and also McDonald's of Pineville. Friday is always Real Women, Real Talk. If you're just getting started, it's 8 o'clock. We're at the top of the hour. Today is Friday. It's Good Friday, and I'll go a step even further. It's a great Friday. Today is March the 29th, and we're joined by Angie Baker and one of our regular contributors to Real Women, Real Talk, Lisa Campo. And we're talking about, and I don't want this subject, ladies, to get away from us. We're talking about why it's always so easy for women especially, and I always talk about women because that's the vantage point that I know best, why we are so, it is so easy for us to believe in others and so hard for us to believe in ourselves. And one of the things that we understand, if you're really honest, is that it's a lot of fear. And so this morning, I just want, we want women that are listening, that are stepping into a new season. And let me tell you a little bit. Let me just set this up for you. DC and I, we decided, you know what, after the show, let's go fishing. So So we run home, we hitch up the boat, and we go fishing. And it is a place that we both absolutely love. We love the lake. And yesterday, as DC was fishing and I was reading one of the many books that I'm reading, I said, Dad, isn't it beautiful to see the seasons change in the wilderness? I said, they're very different from just in the city. And what I noticed is that the foliage is getting green from the bottom up. And it's a very slow process. So is life. And so the reason why we wanted to talk about self-belief as opposed to believing in others is because many people in this new season are coming from the bottom up into their new season. And I really want women especially that are coming into their new season, they're coming out of the winter where everything is dead and dry and ugly, and they're coming into a season of newness. Lisa, you're coming into a season of newness. How can you be a better believer in self?
I have really tried in this last chapter that I've recently started just to focus on not the big picture,
mm-hmm.
but one day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and I always say to you, first of all, I have to surround myself with the real thing.
Sure.
Whether it be the love in my husband or my children or real friends, not associates, be careful what you fill your day, your mind, and your life with.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it real.
But Lisa, have you really pondered this thought of self-belief? Have you really ever really thought about it?
Yes, I have. I think women think about it more than they want to realize or admit.
Mm-hmm.
However, we are in such a nasty habit of beating ourselves up. It's almost like a drug addiction. How do you walk away from it? You have got to, I've said this to you before, every single morning when you wake up, before you let your crusty mm-hmm. little toes hit the carpet, you have got to make a commitment to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Today's going to be the day. I didn't do too good yesterday,
mm-hmm.
but today I'm going to
mm-hmm.
rock it.
Mm-hmm.
And wait for the hurdle. I said to you earlier, we are on a track with the Lord running for our lives. And you know what? There's going to be a hurdle. Don't get so frustrated when it comes.
Mm-hmm.
Anticipate it.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming. Whether
mm-hmm.
it be you get a flat tire, your battery's dead, your car, kid got sick.
Mm-hmm.
God, there is a hurdle coming, but he's got you by the
mm-hmm.
hand. And it's that devil that slides that little
mm-hmm.
hurdle in. You've got to hold onto the Lord's hand and sail across that hurdle.
Absolutely. And for you, Angie, had you ever really pondered, I mean, really deep within yourself, maybe why it's so easy for you to not believe in you?
Carlette, I just keeping it real, have to say, I'm one of those people who I'm always worried about the other person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always, you know, I come from a really big family. I'm always.
Where were you in the hierarchy of that family? What child were you?
In the middle. I'm.
You're the middle child.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Middle child.
Yes.
Middle
child.
It's
and
hard.
So you're either worried about the ones above you or you're worried about the ones beneath you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and my husband all the time, he would tell me, you can't take care of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be everybody's mom and sister,
mm-hmm.
you know, and friend. But it's just who I am. So I'm worried all the time about the other person
mm-hmm.
and helping them to achieve their goal, you know, trying to make sure they're happy.
Mm-hmm.
And so self is just last.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you do have that little idea that come across and
mm-hmm.
you may be thinking about, like you say all the time, birthing a new baby,
mm-hmm.
well, it gets squashed
mm-hmm.
because then you're thinking, I don't have time for that.
Mm-hmm.
I have to do A, B, and C.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have two sons in college,
mm-hmm.
and then Cameron at home with us,
mm-hmm.
and then we have work,
mm-hmm.
and so we have elderly parents.
So your beliefs and your the things that you may want to birth always get put on the back burner. And for those
yes.
people listening, we welcome Baton Rouge. Good morning. Thank you for listening.
Can I give a shout out?
Absolutely,
to
you
Ethan
can.
And his awesome mommy, Joanne, down in Baton Rouge. They are first-time listeners this morning and very special people in my life. And so I'm excited that they're listening in.
And
hey, guys.
And thank you guys for joining the OPT Network. Let me say good morning to Shreveport. Shreveport, good morning. Monroe, good morning. Alexandria, Pineville, the Twin Cities, good morning to all. And good morning to all of those people. We're picking up people from California, Texas, Florida, throughout the country who are listening this morning. And I think that this is a thought-provoking conversation. And we're working on the COO of Facebook, Sheryl Sandberg. You've heard me talk about her book. It's all over the national media. The book is called Lean In. And one of the things that she said in the book is, what would you do? And it's a quote from someone else. What would you do if you were not afraid? And these are questions that we want to ponder going into that new season as we're coming out of the winter of our lives and we're coming into the fullness of spring, as we're coming into the new bloom, the new season. And if you look around your environment, if you look around the atmosphere, I can actually feel the change. And so I would say to you, what would you do, Lisa, if you were not afraid? Huh. Why do you laugh? Why does that tickle you?
My dream is to stand in the warmth of a spotlight and be the best singer and entertainer.
Wow.
And if I wasn't scared to wake up one day in the grips of have to have this money, have to have this fame, have to have this lifestyle, I'm scared of those things. And I made a decision a long time ago that as much as I love the warmth of that spotlight, I love my husband and want to be a mom much more than anything on that level.
So do you not believe that you could have both?
No, I don't. Because I'm compulsive, and I have a very compulsive personality, and I demand perfection, and I had rather demand perfection of me as a wife and mother than as an entertainer. I think I would really fall short of something that big. But, you know, somebody people are typing in what they're thinking and what they're saying and what they're hearing. Joanne says that she feels that as women we are raised to think of others first. It's the nurturing nature. And society shows us so many images of perfect women, TV, Facebook, Pinterest. Look at the mannequins. Mm-hmm. They're sticks. We live in a very unrealistic society. The expectations are just unbelievable. They lead us all to believe that everyone else is doing so much better. They got more money. They've got better bodies. They've got bigger houses. Guys, we've got to be the better us and quit looking around in the neighborhood.
Oh, my gosh.
What is it? The grass is no greener on the other side of that fence. It's only closer to the septic tank.
But let me tell you something. Is that Joanne?
Yes.
Joanne, let me just tell you, that gave me chills down my backbone. You are absolutely 100% on point, Joanne. We've got to take a quick time out here. We're going to shake that off. We are going to stop trying to be perfect, and you know what? We're going to just learn how to be. And you know how we start? One conversation at a time. Stay on point, everybody. It's Real Women, Real Talk, and it's Good Friday.
Everybody just pounce.
Cause my love, it ain't the same, and you keep on playing games like you know I'm here to stay.
Shake it off,
just like the cat on commercial life. Really gotta get up out of here and go somewhere.
Shake it off,
gotta make that move.
Yeah,
find somebody who appreciates all the love I give. Boy, I gotta
shake it off,
gotta do what's best for me, baby. That means I gotta
shake it off.
By the time you leave.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy.
Fish, fish, mech bites, mech bites. Fish, fish, mech bites, mech bites.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you
food. Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish, fish, mech bites, mech bites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Oh, I know some of you are already in vacay mode, getting ready for Easter, but we hope that you are tuned in with us for Real Women, Real Talk Friday. But let me just first say that this segment is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary and his incredible team over at Get Wired. For any of the channels that you're hoping for Dish, for Satellite, for Boost on your mobile phone, whatever it is that you need, they've got you on point. The number to phone, 318-767-2220. I talk about American Wholesale Mattress every single day because in the morning, even though those voices try to tell me I don't want to get up out of my bed, it's because I'm sleeping on the right mattress and the right pillow, and you can do the same at American Wholesale Mattress. They're at 717 MacArthur Drive right here in Alexandria. Been there for 20 years. Tara and David, they understand what your needs are. Just when you go in and talk to them, they'll help you. The number to phone, 318-443-9524. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. You know, this morning, last week, we talked about getting out of your way. This week, we're talking about being able to believe in yourself just as much and even more, hopefully, than you believe in others. And you know what? There are some real issues about believing in oneself. And one of those things is fear. Fear, I have said, is one of the most debilitating emotions that there is. And so as we ponder fear this morning, Angie, and I know everyone sitting here, we're all God-fearing women. How do we get past the fear to start believing more in ourselves?
Carla, that's a really hard, hard thing to do. Everyone is afraid of the unknown. And so,
and as we sit here, I see your frustration and you're flustered with just that thought.
Yes. I mean, every day, I'm sure each of us have a new idea, something we want to take a journey on.
Mm-hmm.
But then we have that voice in our head saying, no, you can't do that. It's too late to go back to school. You don't have mm-hmm. the patience for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be too hard to start that new business.
Mm-hmm.
You can't switch careers. You're too old.
Uh-huh.
You know, so you have all these ideas. You want to do them. But then they get squashed just like that because the
fear
of the unknown.
And where do they get squashed at?
Inside our heads. They start right there. Where the idea is born is where the idea dies, which is right inside our head.
Angie, you're going to make me get up from this microphone and run! Where the idea is born is right where it dies. Oh,
absolutely.
My God.
So, you know, you may have this.
I'm writing
million
that down.
Dollar idea, and because you didn't speak it, it never got heard.
Mm.
It never had a chance to grow
mm-hmm.
or to become a reality. So therefore, it was dead before it even got started.
Wow. Now that came from God. That was deep.
You know, when I last night I posted out on Facebook for my peeps, listen in. One of the things that I said last night, and I really felt like he was working with me. God works through us all in mysterious ways, hoping something we say will change and bless your day.
Mm-hmm.
You've just touched a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what we are doing. I told you this morning, Carlette, I woke up, oh, I'm tired, I don't want to go, I need 30 more minutes
too
of sleep,
early.
Blah, 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 blah. The devil was standing there,
mm-hmm.
literally going, okay, rubbing his hands together. Mm-hmm. Let's see if we can make her late or, God, not even go at all.
Mm-hmm.
There is a distraction to the positive things in our lives, and the negative voices in our head are driven. They drive us to be distracted from our responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Even the simple responsibility of being positive for ourselves,
mm-hmm.
taking that one day at a time and then breaking it back even further, 1 hour in one
mm-hmm.
minute. My girlfriend's blowing up my phone. She says in the text that she's sending me, she can't even look at Pinterest because she feels so insecure. All these women, who has time to sit home and make homemade soaps and, you know, shoes for their babies? And, I mean, she's like, I'm the worst woman in the world. I can't do all this junk. But you know what? She also followed that up and said, I make a realistic list that I work on every day, and I put it aside when my child walks through the door, and when I wake up the next morning, I go back to it. We have got to be real with ourselves,
but
guys.
But let me tell you.
And we're
let
not.
Me, but I love what I love the truth that was texted in. And listen, if you want to text into the show, you could do so at 318-264-9146. We'll take those text messages and we'll share those as they're coming in. We're sharing these messages. But I think for my sister friend that is on Pinterest, on Facebook, all of these social mediums that we look to, I think we have to be careful, especially as women, not to pull out that yardstick and measure whose life is better, whose progress, whose success. Oh, my God, look at their big house. Oh, my God, look at their... Because, you see, we're all on a different path. And I said to DC yesterday as we were fishing, I said, you know, I said, we have to be careful that we don't get involved in how God is going to do what he promised he would do. I said, I've got to be careful because, see, what I'll do is I'll give him some suggestions of how he needs to get it done, all right, because I feel like I know better. And so DC said, one thing you got to remember, Mother, he said, you got to remember this, God's promises are true. They are true. And so it doesn't matter how it's going to happen. And see, so when you look at all of these people that are doing great things, it takes a lot to be happy for others, especially when you're sad or especially when you're in the ebb. You know how the water ebbs and flows? Sometimes you're in a flow and it's all good, but then you have those rough spots where those waves start to crash and you have those ebbs. You see, it takes a lot to be happy for others, even when you're sad for yourself. And so we as women especially, we've got to be careful that you don't pull up that yardstick and say, well, Lisa's got her own business started. Maybe I need to as well. Or Angie's got it going on with her job and her family, and I need to be doing what they're doing. See, when we all understand that we are so, and the word says it, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We are all unique. We all have our own fingerprint. And our fingerprint is really a metaphor for life. We all have something that we have. And so when we stop looking at others and start focusing on what God has for us and stop letting those ideas die before they're birthed, it's just deep. It's powerful. Are you telling me we got to take another time out? Got to take another time out. Y'all, this is real. And what we do is we bring in women. The producer brings in women that are just real. They have no idea what the conversation is going to be. And you know why? Because we let God have his way. This is Real Women, Real Talk. It's Good Friday, everybody, and you're on point.
Or else you will get burned. Gotta count on me, cause I can guarantee that I'll be fine. No more pain. No more pain. No more pain. No more.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and the CHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Good Friday. It's 8:25. If you're traveling into work, we want to remind you, really be careful no matter where you are, no matter what state you're in. Be careful. Stay engaged. And most importantly, make sure that you're watching out for others. Watch out for others. Today is Friday, March the 29th, and we're joined by Lisa Campo, a contributor to the OPT Network, Real Women, Real Talk, Angie Baker, and we're talking about so much this morning. But one of the things that was really, really resonant this morning was being able to believe in others and not being able to believe in yourself. And I saw an article, and I just wanted to share it with you all as it's we're going through Easter and resurrection. I love, love, love what the new Pope did, Pope Francis. Did you see that article, Lisa, where he was washing the detainees' feet? He wants to come out of the ivory tower, and he is washing the feet of these detainees. And when I saw that, he washed their feet to show that no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. And this is according to the word of God. Comes from John 13:16. And it could be different depending on what translation that you read it from. But I was so blessed when I saw that and read that and so humbled. And I thought, what would we be as a gender of women if we began to wash each other's feet? Maybe not literally, but metaphorically. What would we really be?
In the Catholic faith, this is something that we do once a year. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're aware of this. Holy Thursday was last night.
Mm-hmm. Holy Thursday.
My daughter is in her second year of confirmation, and those students participate in the Holy Thursday Mass, beautiful Mass. They take the light out of the church on Holy Thursday. They take everything off the altar, and people sit in prayer waiting for him to rise again on Easter Sunday. And it is the most beautiful Mass you will ever see, in my opinion, all year long. Washing of the feet is something that Jesus did for his 12 disciples.
That's right, before they had the Last Supper.
That's right. And it is a beautiful, no matter what religion you have.
That's right.
To go and see the Mass at Holy Thursday is unbelievable.
And the popes, the previous popes, the article said, have participated in Holy Thursday, but they have washed the feet of others in the ministry, if you will. They have washed priests' feet, but never have they washed the feet of the poor and the downtrodden, these detainees. And I thought,
that's very powerful.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a wonderful message. It's
and
a great visual.
It's a great visual, women, if you could really get this. And these can't just be words, you see. They have to be words that will be taken in action. And action sometimes comes slow. But it comes, as Angie said, it starts up here in the mind. We've got to change our thinking. See, what we do, and a lot of women really don't get this. A lot of people were trying to figure out what real women, real talk really was. But God told us that this would be a ministry, if you will, for women. It would be a forum, not where we would be preaching, because I'm not a preacher, but it would be a ministry where we would do three things. God gave us three specific things. We would encourage, we would uplift, and we would enlighten, one conversation at a time. And then God put this on DC's heart. This is a forum, women. When you get called, when the producer calls for this forum, this is a forum for us to share with you, for us to hear your thoughts, for us to hear your dreams, for you, Lisa, to promote what you're doing, for you to talk about whatever it is on your heart, for you, Angie, to let people know what you're doing. You're at the heart. You're doing wonderful. I mean, we work with you all the time. This is a forum that we get an opportunity to share, plain and simple.
Carletta, I've said to you before that I always felt as a child growing up, not in a vain or conceited way, I was supposed to be famous. And I never really understood my gift. And I really thought I was supposed to be a famous singer, to be honest with you. I really did. I felt that my blessing was in my voice as a singer, and I was to be heard that way. That was where my grace was found. I have always had, from what I'm being told from friends and people that I have spoken in front of, that I have the ability to communicate. And then coming into the OPT family, I am starting to get a vision that this is the voice that God intended for me. And I use the word famous. I use the word famous kind of laughingly.
But it's okay.
This is the word. This is the gift that God intended.
Let me stop you right there. Because you shouldn't laugh at it. Because if you're using the word famous, people that don't understand really don't understand that it's not you. That was something that was birthed in you.
Yeah, I've always felt that there was this something that I was supposed to do with my voice. And coming into the OPT family has really opened my eyes to my fullest potential to be able to communicate. If there is one person that hears my voice today that their life has changed, my day is done.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean my day to day. I mean my life. At the end of your time,
mm-hmm.
and I don't mean at 9 o'clock today. I mean at the end of your time,
mm-hmm.
when you have unknowingly touched and changed someone else's mm-hmm. life, God's grace is upon you.
And let me just say this, because we got some more information from people that are listening. Miss English, we want to thank you for always being on point. She said that they washed each other's feet at church last night on Holy Thursday. And I've never done it. But after I read the article and hearing about their experience, I think that it is wonderful. And I think that if we take the opportunity, whether we do it literally or metaphorically, we will win when we stop looking at another person, wishing for what they have, wanting what they have, and not knowing the price necessarily that they had to pay. I want to say good morning to Shervette. Shervette joined us last week. Shervette, good morning, and thank you for joining us again for Real Women, Real Talk. And thank all of you who are listening throughout the OPT network. It is growing and growing and growing.
Yep, and Stacy and Sonia, I know y'all are out there glued in. I really appreciate you guys listening in, because, you know, this is a ministry that's building.
And absolutely.
It's uplifting not only for women in our community, but if we are better women, we have better children and we have better husbands.
Like, absolutely.
We set that beat. What is it? Is it my big fat Greek wedding? You may be the head of the family, but it's the neck that turns you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, we all have our challenges. And I think that when we really open up our hearts and we share the real truth about our insecurities, about our fears, about our concerns, it's like we were talking during the break, and Angie, you were talking about the flower.
Yes.
And when it starts to grow.
Yes. Like the, I know everyone's seen the commercial, and it's when you have like the little bean sprout,
mm-hmm.
and they show it coming up out of the dirt, and it's blooming, and it's just about coming up, and before the little petals can open, there's a foot, boom,
mm-hmm.
just dumps it down.
Mm-hmm.
Someone just walked over it, so it's gone. And that's what happens when we're thinking about this great idea and how we would like to take that journey.
Mm-hmm.
And we're starting to birth that idea. And before we can take the next step, someone's already crashed it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know. That could have been the one.
Absolutely.
So before, don't let anyone step on it,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
let it sprout.
And very powerful.
You know, we're all, like you said, we're all own worst enemies.
Absolutely. And if you can let it come out of your mind. But see, what I try to say every single morning, and I hope that you may think, oh, it's so corny. But sometimes it's one thing sometimes, just one word that can change your life. And let me tell you what I'm talking about, how we can bless each other. I'm looking at this book. Rhonda Stoppe is an author. She's a first-time author, and she wrote a book. We had her on this past week called Moms Raising Sons to Be Men. And she meets this lady at a conference. The lady is an author. We've had her on our show. Her name is Cindy McMinion. And so Cindy walks up to her after she speaks and says, why aren't you an author? You need to write a book. Keep in mind, these two ladies have never met each other. But see, somewhere deep in Rhonda Stoppe's belly, God told her, you're gonna write a book. But she said, like when God told Moses to lead my people, he was like, not me, huh? Must be talking about my brother. She said, not me, God. I dangle my participles. I'm not a writer. So God uses this woman. That's why we got to love each other. Listen to me. I'm going somewhere. That's why we got to love each other. That's why we got to be kind to each other. You never know who God's going to use.
Exactly.
So this woman.
Don't ignore the messenger.
Don't ignore the messenger. So this woman walks into her life and says, I'm going to help you. This Rhonda Stoppe has never written a book. Not only does she help her, she introduces her to the publishers of Harvest House. Anybody who reads books, especially Christian books, knows about Harvest House Publishing. She says, I'm going to introduce you. I'm going to walk you through it. I'm going to help you. She gets her books published right away. And then she's working on the next book. And all of these people from around the country have somehow connected with this hub. God showed us connections. That's why when you see the cruiser, there are these pink dots, because God said there will be connections from all parts of the country. And so these incredible people, we don't know where they come from. We're like, how did they find us? And they reach out to us and they say, hey, can we come share? Can we come to the OPT network and share? Point of the matter is, be good to people. You never know who your destiny is tied into. Y'all, it's all about being real. Start today. Got to take a time out. We're back right after this.
I'ma take my Lexus to the mall, get a little black dress just because. Me and my boo just broke it off. I'ma be fly although he's gone. I don't really care about who he's with. I'ma get mine and he'll get his. Even though I was in love with him, I really hope the best for them. I've been sentimental and my crying's detrimental. Tell me what.
Your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy.
Fish, fish, neck kites, neck kites. Fish, fish, neck kites, neck kites.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you filled.
Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish, fish, neck kites, neck kites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. Welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 8:41. Today is Good Friday. It's March the 29th. And this segment is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, in Of Oils Parish, 318-346-6695. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove those dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Go Heart of Oyles Commission of Tourism. Stay in play in of Oyles Parish and consider playing in of Oyles Parish. Davis One Stop, if you're traveling on 71, they're in the heart of Cheneyville. Real Women, Real Talk Friday, that's what it's all about. We've got people texting in, tuning in from all parts of the country, and we welcome you, all of our Facebook followers. Thank you so much. People following Lisa on Facebook, all of the Facebook friends that are joining in, thank you so much for your comments. You know what? They're just blessing us. And, you know, I think it's just a deluge of people wanting something more, Lisa. And, you know, you're getting lots of text messages. And as we were talking about women helping other women, it has always been my contention that it is just necessary for us to be better to each other.
It really is. And, again, guys who are blowing my phone up this morning, I've got about 8% left, so if I lose you, if I stop responding, it's not that I've lost your love. It's just that it is the Lord. This is the most amazing Good Friday I think I've ever had in my life.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend, they're just so awesome, blessing me this morning. A shout out to my girlfriend, lifelong best friend, Patty, and down in Baton Rouge. My girlfriend, Amy, in Baton Rouge, who appeared on the 700 Club for the Single Moms Ministries at the Healing Place, is blowing my phone up this morning. And then I also have a very special message from Stacy this morning, sent some information in, and God, she just really hit it on the head. I'd like to read she has sent. We're all different personalities with different needs. You cannot look at someone else and want what they have. It may look attractive, but their path that got them what they have may not have been suitable for you.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot walk in someone else's shoes. They will not fit. You will not get to your destiny because the pain of the foreign shoes will be too great.
I love the shoe. I love the shoe metaphor. I got to stop you right there. I love the shoe metaphor because we always want to walk in someone else's pumps, but truth of the matter is they might hurt. They might be too big. They might be too wide or too narrow. And what she said is so powerful. God has a path for each and every one of us, Angie. And if we believe that, if we trust that, wow, what pressure does that take off of us?
Just the very first thing, Carlotta, is just believing.
Mm-hmm.
Just knowing, and knowing that his word will never void.
Mm-hmm.
So you believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Just take that first initiative in. You know what? Waking up this morning, I believe in myself. I even said to my honey, I'm a little nervous,
mm-hmm.
so wish me
mm-hmm.
luck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what we're going to talk about.
And why were you nervous? Because you didn't know. It
exactly.
was the unknown.
The unknown.
But you trust. You trust me, and you trust that I'm not going to do anything that's going to hurt you. If you trust me, oh, my God, what kind of trust should we have in our Father?
Oh.
Who loves us, who has every good and perfect thing for us.
Know it. If, you know, what you said, that just brought another thing to mind. If we would give our Father just 1/4 of the trust that we put in man,
mm-hmm.
what kind of people would we be? How would that lift the fear of the unknown
mm-hmm.
for us?
Mm-hmm.
I deal with people every single day who come in and they say, you know, I know my credit is bad, or I think my score is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the first thing I say to them is, it's probably not that bad. It's
mm-hmm.
just the fear of the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a look at it and see.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, almost 99% of the time, it is not as bad
uh-huh.
as they thought it would be.
Fear.
It's the fear of the unknown.
Right.
Well, it's kind of like giving birth to a child.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is something on a whole nother level. Because
but
the
it's,
first time mom,
God gives you the ability to forget, obviously, because we've done it again.
Yes.
We've done it. Some of us
over
have done
and
it
over.
More than once.
He but didn't give me that ability. I didn't forget.
Unknown.
I didn't forget. I didn't do it again.
The fear of the unknown is amazing grace from God
mm-hmm.
to get through.
Mm-hmm.
It really, really is.
And see, once you realize that God's grace is new every single morning, I don't care what happened to you yesterday. I don't care if your day was horrible. I don't care if You felt like burning the house down. Today is a new day, and His grace is new for today. And if there's one thing that I hope that people will walk away with this from this conversation with is this, is that when you water others, when you're good to others, He will give you that reciprocity. In other words, He will give you the reciprocal of what you give. But first of all, ladies, we've got to start with self. We've got to slow down. Lisa says it all the time, the battle is fought on our knees, but we've got to start believing in those gifts and those dreams and those talents that God put into us. And then we've got to start asking the question, okay, God, how do I begin to birth it?
Well, today's failures is not going to be the end of your world.
Absolutely.
I want you to grab hold of the Lord's hand. And like I've always said, when you have fallen to your knees, because it just got too hard to stand, and you pray, take Him by the hand.
Mm-hmm.
He never walked away. He never let go. We did. And reaching and seeking unrealistic expectations and perfections, we let go. We are perfect the way He brought mm-hmm. us into this world,
mm-hmm.
and we've got Absolutely. To focus on that, says the woman with big hair and makeup.
Absolutely.
However, this is the tool He gives me. What is your tool?
Mm-hmm.
Figure out your tool.
Mm-hmm.
And you,
not somebody else's.
No, and don't be someone else's tool, and
mm-hmm.
don't make someone else your tool.
Mm-hmm.
Figure out what your path is. Stacy could not have said it any better. We all have our own path.
And Angie just texted in. Angie, good morning, and thank you for joining Real Women, Real Talk. And she says, you know what, grace, it is. It's sufficient. The Word says so. It's absolutely sufficient. And when we stop, see, it's hard for me because I am in the process of being a recovering perfectionist. And sometimes
I think I'm there with
sometimes
you.
You fall off, you know, and I want to help God. I'm saying, God, okay. I'm like everybody else. Okay, how much longer, God? How much longer? You know, what's the next thing? And this is what we have to understand is that if you don't hear anything, it's because God is not saying anything. And I'm telling you, the hardest thing to do is to be right where you are. And Paul said it. He said, you know, I've learned to be content in whatever state. He said, I've abased and I've abound. He said, I've had a lot, and then I ain't had nothing. But he said, in whatever state, I've learned to be okay. And that's right where I think I am right now. I'm just learning to be just okay. And sometimes, you see, when nothing is happening, like for the longest time, we would go fishing and everything was dead. And, you know, the fish had been really slow, but yesterday they turned on in a big way. And so in those slow times, it's hard to just be still. And I think that that's a word for somebody today. I think that God may be saying just be still, that those seasons are rising, the foliage is turning. And you know what? I can honestly say, when I put my truth out there, I never want to eat any fruit before it's time.
Absolutely.
It ain't gonna be good. Real Women, Real Talk Friday. Hey, everybody, we gotta take a break. We're back after this. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services.
Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy.
Fish, fish, mechites, mechites. Fish, fish, mechites, mechites.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you
filled. Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish, fish, mechites, mechites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Yeah, we're close. But I gotta give a shout out.
Everybody, welcome back to Real Women, Real Talk Friday. What an amazing time we have all the time. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, who's sponsoring this segment, and also McDonald's of Alexandria. You see, there was an announcement that we needed to make about Be Unique Hair Salon is giving away their social club. Nora, give us some points on that. But it's happening, I think, today or tomorrow. They're going to be giving away free prom dresses. Now, that's women
awesome.
Helping ambitious ladies of perfection. Okay, they're going to be giving away prom dresses tomorrow. From 9 to 12, and that's going to be at Be Unique Hair Salon on Elliott Street. And so if you're a high school student or you're a high school mom, and let me tell you, put down that pride, because Lisa and I were talking about this. Those formals you only wear one time.
That's right.
And so that's a good opportunity for you to go and get a dress, especially if you're struggling.
And guys, go with the Lord on your arm. Don't go in there and cat fight and scratch and scrounge to get the perfect dress. You know what? He's got a message for everybody to be there tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Don't, you know what? Take our words from today and implement them in the morning. When you go down there, don't stampede in there like the herd of cattle we all are guilty of.
They're going to be ladies.
They're going to be ladies.
Hey, Angie wanted to send some shout-outs to her peeps. Go ahead, Angie.
First of all, my sweet honey, Carrie, I love you, darling. Thank you for your support this morning. And then my coworkers at The Heart.
We love The Heart.
We love The Heart, the credit union with heart. Anyway, I want to shout-out to Alana and Cindy and all my other coworkers there at Commerce. I said, I know it's Good Friday. You guys are going to be sleeping in. I'm not mad at you if you don't listen.
Thank God
up
and listen.
I said, I'm going to send a little shout out anyway.
But, Angie, so. I want you to talk about, you said, you know what, this morning you just really needed that extra boost to get here.
Yes.
And it was all fear-based. And when
Absolutely.
you think about it now, you were probably meditating on this all week. And then it gets here. And then what?
A breeze, because it's real women, real talk, and we're just saying what we're thinking, basically. No scripts, nothing. And that's it. Because earlier when I talked to you, I was like, okay, so what are we going to talk about?
Exactly. Okay, because you know what?
She said the word script.
Yes.
And Samadhi said, divine scripture.
Oh,
that's it.
That's it.
Y'all, I don't that's work it. This way. This is not, I'm telling you, this is not, I don't work this way.
It is. It's just divine.
It's divine.
It's divine. And it's a time where women can come together, and I thank the producer for including these segments on the show, because it's a time that we can all come together. And what? And I love the way that DC puts it together, because that's divine.
Yes.
That's divine. I mean, just the people that will converge on that day are the people that are supposed to be here at this time, on this day.
He puts us here.
And you know what I love? I love this the most, and I hope that you feel this, is that it's about Lisa not knowing Angie, Angie not knowing Lisa, and God said to me this morning, he said it's about instant rapport. It's about taking the mask off and just being. And I'm telling you, ladies, when we start to just take the mask off and just be who you are and find that authenticity of self, that's when you get free.
Absolutely.
That's when you get free.
I want to put a challenge to all of our listeners out there, guys. I know each and every one of you are feeling the reward and the blessings this morning, listening in. You all have people in your lives that you know will thrive from this kind of message that we share with the communities. And when I say the communities, this is going beyond Alexandria. We've got people in Chicago listening this morning. We've got people in South Louisiana, North Louisiana. Guys, give the gift.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a link from me this morning or last night, please forward it on.
Mm-hmm.
Share this message, because you are going to see the ministry of this show really mm-hmm. inspire people to do the right thing.
Now, let me read this text that we got from Illinois this morning. It says, Greenville, Illinois, listening in.
Love
good
it.
Morning. Thank you. It says, we look at other people's shoes and think we're not good enough.
Oh, gosh.
Let a lady who was incarcerated put on my high-dollar sneakers to let her know she was good enough. Oh, I let. She said, I let a lady put on my high-dollar sneakers who was incarcerated to let her know she was good enough.
Hmm. There's nothing that we can do that the Lord will not bring us back from.
Absolutely.
There is no error that we can put out into this world that is unrecoverable.
Wow.
Too many times something happens in our day and we say that's it, whether
mm-hmm.
it's in our relationship with the Lord, with our careers,
mm-hmm.
with our marriages, with our children. It's never over until he gives you your last breath.
And we've got to stop thinking that because we had a speed bump or a pitfall